Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Representative Jared Klein about the legislative session.
It's always great to be back. It's truly an honor and a privilege to serve the good people of Keokuk and Washington County. And this year, a little bit different for me, moving from an assistant leader role into a committee chair. But of course, new things are exciting, and we're learning all those intricate details. But truly enjoy doing this, and we're glad to be back to work.
And what has been going on the first 2 weeks here of the legislative session?
Well, pretty much everything last week. Every day there was a speech of some sort, with the exception of Monday. Monday was swear-in day. That's a very special day, especially for new legislators. So that pretty much took a good portion of that morning and early afternoon. And then, of course, there was seat selection on the floor and all that sort of stuff that you got to do, just kind of housekeeping items. And then Tuesday, we had the condition of the state address from the governor, where we got her budget, got her priorities. We heard from Major General Orr on the condition of the Guard. And then Friday, we had the inaugural, where we officially certified the vote canvas for governor, lieutenant governor. And she was sworn in Friday morning, and then Friday night was the ball, and that was kind of the way last week went. This week was a little bit of with Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday on Monday. State government was not open, so we were not in operation. And then weather was not overly conducive to getting a lot done, just because across the state, everybody was having trouble getting around and getting in. But that didn't stop work. The phones were busy all day, calling through with everybody, covering, getting bases covered. And then today we're back at it again here, clicking through bills. And that's what I've been doing a lot of, just reading through the bills that are being sent to my committee and kind of making some decisions there and getting them assigned out, working with our wonderful new Representative Mitchell, who has the little bit of Southern Washington County there, helping him learn the ropes. Really enjoy working with him. I think he'll be a great thing for our district. So that's some of the recap.
And can you tell us about the committees you're on?
Yeah, I'm on still on Agriculture Committee. I've been on that committee since I was first elected. I'm also on the Environmental Protection Committee, which I believe I've also been on since the beginning. I'm on a new one for me, is I'm on the Government Oversight Committee this year. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I think anybody that knows me personally at home knows that I really enjoy, to some extent, going after those in government that I believe are treating people unfairly or doing things wrong. So government oversight is going to be an exciting change. And then I'm also on the Judiciary Committee this year, which works nicely for me as the new Public Safety Committee chair. So I can do a lot of running back and forth between the courts world and the public safety's world to make sure things are getting covered and addressing some of those different issues.
Are there any pieces of legislation or issues you'd like to see addressed, or legislation you plan to introduce?
Well, I've got a number of bills that I have sponsored that will be coming out of committee. They're all very directed towards public safety. But our first and foremost is going to be passing a responsible budget. We're not going to spend more than we take in, and we're going to fund our priorities. We're going to get our education spending passed here early, as we usually do, get those priorities knocked off. But in committee, I've got a pretty good stack of bills that I've got coming through that are going to address some different areas. One of the things we'll be looking at is help the volunteer firefighters would like to have a voluntary pension fund that they pay into. We're working on that for them. I'm working on finding some specific funding streams to beef up resources for specifically rural Iowa EMT services. That's one that we really need to be getting after better. We don't quite have the funding to go to an essential service, but that doesn't mean that we need to let that one go. We're going to be completing out our cell tower siting for the statewide interoperability and communications platform. That one has been on my desk here. We're working on, last week and today. I'm going to make sure, and then outside of public safety, and that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. There's a number of other bills, a blue alert bill, some other ones that are going to be coming through. But then outside of public safety, I'll continue supporting and working with the solar industry, because that's a very important piece for our district to continue working on that. So there will be another one of those out there that I will stay doing what I have done, which is protecting that industry. And then there'll be a few other issues that will come up as we go through, and then there's some other bills that I introduce regularly. You know, we talk about things like daylight savings time and some other issues that aren't really, you know, top burner, have to get done things, but there's stuff that constituents have asked me to sponsor and look into that I'll do again this year.
And does the federal government shutdown impact any of the business of the state legislature and how the session progresses?
Not really. No, it doesn't. It actually, we get a little bit more work to do just because we can be a conduit for constituents trying to get answers. So, for example, farmers that did not sign up for trade mitigation payments before the beginning of the new year because they didn't want, either they didn't want the income in last fiscal year or they wanted it in this one, that did not get signed up, were concerned about FSA offices. When were they going to reopen? Because the deadline, I think, was the 15th. So there was a real concern that they couldn't get signed up. So we're happy to do it. We serve, several of us serve as conduits for our constituents wanting to know because they don't know how. There is nobody open to call, so they call us, and then we can either, like in that case, I was able to quickly get a hold of Senator Grassley's office and find out that, yep, they're, and it was actually the same day that Sonny Perdue had announced that there was going to be an extension in the deadline, and so I was able to communicate that back to folks and ease their concerns. So it really doesn't directly impact us, but we get a little bit of an uptick in our workload just because we're the one that they can get a hold of, especially me with my cell phone number being so public. And I love to have it so that people just pick up the call, phone, shoot me a text, questions on things like that, and then I can get them an answer.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Representative Jared Klein. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.